You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. While Kurt Owen preaches at various churches and events at various times, he does typically preach at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie the third Wednesday of every month. This month, he will be ministering at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie on Wednesday, February 26th at 7 p.m. We recommend coming to this live service. You will be blessed. Every other Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a great and dynamic and powerful message. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Pastor Terry will be teaching us from her anointed message from the Bible entitled, You Are an Overcomer.
This is an assumption that, oh my goodness, there's giants in the land, and now we are comparing ourselves to them. We are declaring that we are grasshoppers, and we are assigning to them the value that we see ourselves as. Nowhere in Scripture do you see that they approached the descendants of Anak and said, yes, you guys are grasshoppers in our sight, and if you come in here with any intent to take our land, we're going to destroy you. Does it say that?
No.
Is there an assumption going on?
Yes.
You're bigger than me, so you could destroy me if you want to. What circumstance do you have in your life that you're saying that to? Okay. I'm not reading your personal mail, because every single one of us has a situation that we face that we are faced with this sentence, this scenario. Thank you, scenario right here. Right here, we have a choice. Do we identify the giant as greater, or the word of God is greater?
Amen.
Because listen, everybody's got a giant in their life, right? And everybody's got a Goliath that's taunting them. And you know, when David was facing Goliath, Saul gives him his armor, and there's just no way this armor's going to work, right? James, Gina, come here. So here's David. No, don't put your hands in your pockets. Come here. Here's David. And here's Saul. And so David wants to put Saul's armor on. Well, Saul wants David to put his armor on. And well, it don't fit. It doesn't fit. Is this stuff going to fit you?
No.
Not a chance, right? Thank you. Y'all can sit down. And so here's David having to go face a giant without any armor. Where was his confidence? Well, the giant that I'm facing is an uncircumcised Philistine. What does that translate into in English? He doesn't have a covenant with God. I'm a child of God. Therefore, I can face the giant, whether it's this giant or the Anakites. I can face the giant because I have the word from God. So if we have the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. Do you know? So let's read on. Verse 34. So we're grasshoppers in their sight too. There is no 34. Well, That'll do it then. Chapter 14, verse 1 says, thanks for cooperating. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if only we died in the land of Egypt, or only if we died in the wilderness. Don't worry, you will. I mean, I'll give you a shortcut. They do. Joshua and Caleb, who came back and agreed with God, are the two that went into the promised land. Everybody else got what they asked for. Word of our testimony. Word of our testimony. They got exactly what they said. Why has the Lord brought us out to this land to fall by the sword that our wives and children should become victims? Victims of who? You're the only one out there. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? I guess that's because they had a great retirement plan there as slaves. What are we saying? Who are we agreeing with? Well, my circumstances are just so big, you just don't understand. Are you saying God doesn't understand your circumstances? Because we have a high priest who can relate to all of our infirmities. He's not detached. He walked this earth. He experienced things that you experienced. He experienced temptation at a greater level than you will ever experience. When is the last time you went without food or water for 40 days and then the devil came to tempt you? See, we sit there, well, yeah, but he's God. He emptied himself of his divine privileges. What he was a spirit-filled child of God, just like, I don't know, you? You, spirit-filled child of God, who is not even, you haven't even encountered a fraction of what he had to. So he it's not foreign to him. So they said to one another, let's select a leader and return to Egypt. Okay, can I ask you, do you think that Pharaoh's going to have a welcoming committee out for these people? Do you remember, like, all their firstborn died because of these people? Dude, pick a different land. Don't go back to Egypt. But, you know, you can get so bogged down in your circumstances that your logic is illogical. Like, if you had a clear mind, you would never say the things that you're saying. You would at least come up with a plan that makes sense. But see, when we're disagreeing with what God says, what everything we come up with just doesn't make sense. We're just throwing things out there. Okay. Y'all are all right? Still love me? Okay. Thank you. Hebrews chapter 4. We're going to start in verse 1. We're going to read this out of the Amplified, though. Hebrews 4:1. Pretty sure it's in my Bible. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still holds and is offered today, let us be afraid to distrust it, lest any of you should think he has come too late or has come short of reaching it. Huh. That's interesting. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I know that there are times where you're like, Lord, are you, you know, any time now would be really good. You know, there's the implication that God's late. And I will say this. We can, by the word of our testimony, delay our deliverance. We can delay our deliverance by the word of our testimony. Because when we stop agreeing with God, we're literally rebuking God. Oh, I would never rebuke God. Yeah, that's because you're religious. You might have to work extra after service. You're rebuking God every time you say, God can't do this. God hasn't done this. God won't do this. God. I know God's word says this, but my circumstances. But God, No. It's not God hasn't done it. It's not God won't do it. Or it's not God's late. It's what are you saying? Well, I don't have that much power. Well, we just saw in Revelation 12:11 you do. Because you're the only variable in your equation. I'm going to talk to y'all because got a little warm in here. God's not late. Are you agreeing with God? Because see, what happened in the wilderness is only two out of the entire population that came out of Egypt went into the promised land. Why? Because they were the only two who would agree with God's word. God's word said you can have this. God's word said you can do this. God's word said my covenant is more important than their power, their strength, their size. Okay, verse 2. For indeed we have had the glad tidings of the gospel proclaimed to us just as truly as they, the Israelites of old, did when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them. The you're going into the promised land did not benefit them because it was not mixed with faith, with the leaning of the entire personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness by those who heard it. Neither way they united with faith with the ones, Joshua and Caleb, who heard it and did believe. You know, this is saying, listen, if there's someone around you who can believe, agree with them. Amen. Link your faith to their faith. Let them encourage you. Let them strengthen you. Don't take it as condemnation. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there isn't even milk being fed to you at this point. And if you want to grow up into the things of God, if you want to have deliverance, if you want to learn how to have a humble heart and cast all your cares, too many people are worrying. And I promise you, worry will send you to your grave. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord, he can teach you how to cast all of your care upon him once and for all. He can teach you how to live a victorious life. And once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you become a part of his family. And so if you're in this place or you're listening and watching on the internet and you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, if you'll raise your hand, it will be my honor and my privilege to pray with you this morning. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing and teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Simply go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida